This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hello,
and welcome
to another hour of the Doug, Jen, Victoria Show, DJV, with Kara Schillen in Washington. Victoria's in New Jersey. Jennifer's in Long Island. No, she's in Los Angeles, excuse me.
She wishes she was on Staten Island.
Staten Island. Too,
yes.
I love it.
Lovely there, yes, this time of year especially. I'm on the farm, but I'll be in La La Land this weekend. It's Father's Day, Jennifer. Got to go see my pal. Miles and I are going to go shopping on Sunday afternoon.
What are you going to buy? Mother and father.
I don't know. I haven't been to a toy store since I was...
Oh, you're going toy shopping.
Yeah, I think that's... Don't you think that's... That'd be kind of fun. I've never done that.
That's fun.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. I'm sure it will include a stop at the ice cream stand, amongst other things. But they both Megan and Matthew have to speak at the graduation exercise at UCLA, so I have the pleasure of Miles' company for the entire afternoon. We'll go burn the town down. So we may come to find you, Jennifer. Look out.
Here I am. We'll come and find me.
All right. The couple of quickies here as we get started. Secretary of State Pompeo, depending on which side of the tracks you live on, says that Iran is absolutely fully responsible for the blatant assault on a couple of oil tankers. Why is that news? Who else did you think? They've, of course, denied that they've done all of that. There's a video they released shows Iran's Revolutionary Guard removing a mine from one of the oil tankers that was in the Strait of Hormuz, suggesting that they sought to remove evidence of its involvement instead of saving. They say, we were saving the ship! Huh? Not so fast there, you Charlies. These two, you hear the story from this week. It was a couple of tankers. One of them was Norwegian-owned. The other, Japanese-owned, were evacuated after they were attacked. Now, who else would do that? They're right off the coast of Iran. What do they all think? They're such simplistic thinkers. They think everybody is as stupid as they are. Like they're not going to get caught. Anyway, I hope this causes this kind of stuff makes the Iranian population very nervous. Maybe they'll come to their senses and have some kind of revolution or something. Because this isn't going to stick. I can't see it. Am I missing anything here, or have I gotten to the heart of what the matter is really all about?
Well, the surveillance video, it's a little fuzzy, but you can obviously see that there is a small boat that pulls up next to the tanker, and you can see something being removed from the hull. I was just wondering, though, how is there a hole in the hull of the ship? Did they create that hole first? Because the video that I've seen doesn't show that part. It just shows them removing something from it. And is the tanker sinking?
It's a mine.
Now?
The water's been mined by the Iranians. And a mine, if it hits the ship the right way, will blow a hole in the side of it. So that's I'm with you on this. I don't quite understand.
Yeah, I'm a little
if the mine still exists, how do they get a hole in the side of the ship?
Right.
That's a concern, or that's a
What's
good
interesting
question.
Is that Shinzo Abe was actually in Iran meeting with the Ayatollah when this attack happened.
He's the Japanese prime minister.
Yeah, which is very, very strange on all of this, mm-hmm. but yeah. I don't know, it doesn't make a lot of sense.
It's different, obviously, but isn't that kind of the way it went down with Pearl Harbor? Wasn't Japan meeting with us when they attacked us, too?
Yeah, kind of.
It's a bit of turnabout.
We kept them busy.
Right. What they were trying to do, Victoria, the Chinese were trying to negotiate with Japan an oil contract because the Japanese don't have any oil, and the Japanese didn't want to pay, so instead they decided they'd attack China and steal it. That was basically the thinking of the Japanese at the time. Mm. So they're great businessmen that they are. You don't want to sell it to us, so we'll take it anyway. And that's what started World War II. And then when we got involved in it and told them we were protecting sort of China. This was obviously before the revolution of 1948. China was not very well run. It was a big country, very clumsy. and they didn't have much of an army. They had no protection. The Japanese just kind of swooped in and said, okay, you're not giving us your oil, we're taking it, and they attacked China. And that's really what started the war. It wasn't Pearl Harbor, but we weren't involved in the war until they came over. The retribution against us telling them to get the hell out of China, they said, mind your own business to us. And we said, no, we're not going to mind our own business. You got no business attacking China. And so they decided, okay, we're not going to just attack China. We're going to attack you. And that's what started World War II. The Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor was a result of us telling them to get out of China. So, anyway, so this the same kind of thing in a manner of speaking. Okay, so we got that. Let's smoothly move over to Jennifer Horn, who's got another big-time lead story. What do we have, Jenfriend?
Okay, so the DNC finally, well, I don't want to say finally, I think that's overdone, but it took them a few hours to figure out just who made the lineup for the first round of 2020 primary debates. Now, we don't know a lot about how the stage is going to be set yet, but we do know that 20 candidates actually qualified, even though some I think were a little nervous that they might not make it. We know that 20 candidates actually qualified for the debates. A couple of them did not. It's probably easier
to tell you who's not. Any now, big names?
But the way to, kind of actually, a couple of surprises, the way that this divided up is that you had to have 1% in polling in three nationally recognized polls, or you had to have 60,000 individual donors. They could have donated 50 cents, they could have donated $500, but they had to be individual donors, and they had to come from at least 20 states, and they had to be unique donors. So 14 candidates actually qualified by reaching the polling goal and the individual contribution threshold. So I think it's fair to say that the front runners are these 14 candidates: Joe Biden, Cory Booker, Pete Buttigieg, Tulsi Gabbard, Julian Castro. Kirsten Gillibrand surprisingly thought she wasn't going to make it at all. She actually hit both markers: Kamala Harris, Jay Inslee, Amy Klobuchar, Beto O'Rourke, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, Marianne Williamson, which is very strange, and Andrew Yang.
She's a spiritual author and lecturer. She had a radio show for a while.
Where'd she come from?
Sends me a ton of press releases about campaigns. She's got that going for her.
Her, in all sincerity, she's not motivated by any gain for herself. She really is, in a spiritual sense, trying to make the world better. And this calls attention. She knows she didn't have a chance, but she's making enough noise so people pay attention to what her message is. And the
what state is she from?
She has that name recognition really in any state where she's overwhelmingly popular. She obviously has a passionate base because she did better than Bill de Blasio and John Delaney, John Hickenlooper, Eric Swalwell.
She has a very strong following. People would go out of their way to vote for her. Yeah.
She hit not only her fundraising but her polling goals, so that's pretty unique. Now, there are six more candidates who just reached the stage by polling criteria, so I think it's fair to say now that these are kind of the middle rung candidates. Those are Michael Bennett, the senator from Colorado, Bill de Blasio, mayor of New York City, former Representative John Delaney of Maryland, former Colorado governor, John Hickenlooper, Tim Ryan of Ohio, he's a representative, and Representative Eric Swalwell. Now, failing to qualify, and this almost means game over to me, Governor Steve Bullock of Montana, Representative Seth Moulton of Massachusetts, that's the surprise for me, and Miramar, Florida Mayor Wayne Messam all failed to actually make the debate stage. And at this point, I think if you can't make the debate stage this time around, it's kind of game over before it started. Now, the way that this will work is that these debates will happen on June 26th and 27th. They'll be back-to-back events. And the reason we don't know how the stage is going to be set is because they're not doing these based on the criteria met. They're actually doing the matchups based on random drawings. So it's very possible that Joe Biden could be on the stage with de Blasio, Marianne Williamson, and Tim Ryan. It's not going to be all about the front runners being grouped together. And that drawing will happen in the days before the debate. Then there'll be two nights of a lineup. And, of course, these debates are being hosted by NBC News. There'll be all sorts of people from MSNBC and from NBC News helping to ask the questions. The main lead on this will be Lester Holt, though, from NBC News and their evening division. So that's how it shapes up right now. We'll see what the matchup will look like, but at least we know who's made the stage.
16 past the hour on the DJV program.
Life is lived by moving forward, seizing the open road, embracing what's ahead. It's why we created FordPass. Everything you need to keep forging ahead in one app, right in the palm of your hand. Only FordPass combines roadside assistance, FordPass rewards, and now when you buy or lease a new Ford, earn points you can use toward flexible complimentary maintenance. FordPass, built to keep you moving. Built Ford proud. Visit your participating Ford dealership to find out about earning points for flexible complimentary maintenance when you buy or lease a new Ford and sign up for rewards.
Roadside assistance is included for certain Ford owners and available to everyone for a per service fee. Ford reserves the right to change program details without obligations. Visit your participating dealer or FordPassRewards.com for program rules and restrictions. FordPass, compatible with select smartphone platforms, is available via a download.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. See website for full details.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. Right now, get your first month supply for free. All you pay is just $5 for your medical consultation when you go to 4hims.com/doctor. After that, it's just $30 for a month's supply. Sure beats paying big bucks for just one blue pill, doesn't it? Plus, you won't need an awkward in-person doctor's appointment to get the prescription. Hims has doctors online who can prescribe the medication, and a pharmacy sends it right to your door. It's affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To get your first order for just $5, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/doctor. That's 4hims.com/doctor for your first month for just $5. 4hims.com/doctor.
Weird, boxy, funky, fun, iconic. You can call the Kia Soul a lot of things, but you can never call it boring. And now, with a wide variety of newly adapted trims, it's time to expand your vocabulary. The adventure-hungry Urban Explorer Soul X-Line, the stylish, tech-savvy Soul EX, and the relentlessly athletic, turbocharged Soul GT Line Turbo. The new species of Soul, the 2020 Soul. Give it everything.
Man, I love my kids so much. I once sat for 3 hours in the cold rain to watch her soccer team lose by 18 goals.
I love my kids so much, I once used a tube to suck snot out of her stuffed nose at 3 a.m.
You win.
Love your kids? Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat. From toddlers to tweens, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat to find the right seat for their age and size. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Yes, Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Say hi to Briley Folsom. Hi to Sandra White. How to... Let's see who. Carla Berna Sifford. Hi. I'm glad you like the photo we posted at Doug, Jen, Victoria, Facebook.com/DJV show. It is time for us to see what the FBI is doing. And I think this is something that is needed given the deaths of all the Americans in the Dominican Republic, which we've been talking about now, what, for Victoria, a couple of weeks?
Yeah.
There have been various people dying, three American tourists recently. The embassy in Santo Domingo said the FBI has been asked to assist with an analysis of the toxicology reports, warning that the results could take up to 30 days, said, quote, we ask everybody to be patient while we run these investigations. Embassy said the investigators had not been able to find a connection between the incidents. Well, hello. Mm. Yeah.
Well, there are also, I think, everyone died from the same parent
same
company,
thing.
I think, of the, yeah, the, but the resorts, I think, are linked now. So it's yeah, a same yeah. same parent company.
Yeah, it's Barbara Corcoran from Shark Tank's brother, I think, wasn't that who died
yep.
there, one of them?
Mm-hmm.
21 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Oh, the dead don't die any more than you or I. They're just ghosts inside a dream of a life that we don't know. They walk around so
it's not one of these deep-throated, big-time country singers for you, Jennifer. Sturgill Simpson.
It's a great name.
It is. It's a great... The song is called The Dead Don't Die, which, interestingly enough, follows a conversation we were just having off the air.
It's true. You said synchronicity, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah, I haven't looked ahead to see what the name of the song. I don't really know him. What do we know about him, Jennifer, if anything?
I don't know much. I'd actually have to deflect over to Victoria DeCara, who follow music. I do know that he is kind of he's up and coming on the scene, but he has like this older country sound.
Well,
right?
That's very thank you. I was thinking that if he's new on the scene, he sounds like an old timer to me.
He kind of came out of nowhere a couple years ago, didn't he? Won like the Best New Artist Grammy or something like that, and no one had ever heard of him.
Everyone was like, "Who?"
Right?
Yeah.
But I still haven't. Not that I listen to country radio a ton, but I haven't really heard any hits from him, so I don't know if he's a big radio guy or if he's kind of like a indie.
I do listen to
country.
Yeah, I do listen to country a lot, and I have heard him. He's not played like the Luke Bryans, obviously, and the Blake Sheltons, but he gets a fair amount of airplay. I still think that he's more a critic's choice, and that's why he got that Grammy. But
I like this song. It's very interesting.
Yeah, it's kind of a cool sound.
And the streets look so empty in the morning. There'll be no one out at night.
I feel like I just want to, like, get on a horse and just listen to this song, right? It's like, kind of like...
Well, the funny thing is that it's called The Dead Don't Die because it's named after that new zombie movie that's coming out this week.
And Bill Murray and Adam Driver in it.
I actually think looks pretty interesting.
Yeah, it
looks
good.
It's got a huge, like, Chloe Sevigny is in it. It's got a big cast. Doug, you probably won't like it. I can't imagine you're a big zombie guy. But,
but it's also, like, a comedy, too, so...
Yeah.
Well, we get Chuck Curry to talk about it anyway. He loves the zombies. He'll be first in line to go watch it, actually. Bill Murray, Adam Driver. Mr. Simpson made the first appearance in 4 years at the Grand Ole Opry to play an acoustic bluegrass set. This movie, as we said, out today, featuring Chloe. Well, how do you pronounce your name, Karen?
Sevigny.
Sevigny. Mm-hmm. Selena Gomez, Steve Buscemi, This is a good Tilda Swinton. Wow, she hasn't been in a movie for a long time. Tom Waits and Danny Glover. Wow. This does have quite a...
This movie got a standing ovation at the Cannes Film Festival. People loved it. So, yeah well, it'll be interesting.
It's supposed to be a comedy, but I think it's also a commentary on, like, people's... I don't know. Basically, we're all zombies, so people in the movie, once they become zombies, are still obsessed with whatever they were obsessed with in life. So, like, there are zombies on their cell phones, zombies who drink a lot of Chardonnay, whatever they loved in life.
That's my kind of zombie.
Yeah.
My kind of zombie. All right, let's move on to the story of Ken Burns' country music series, going to release a massive soundtrack. Going to be premiered September 15th, 8-part PBS documentary on country music. They're going to unveil musical highlights from this 16-and-a-half-hour series with a deluxe 5-CD set spanning the history of country music. The track list represents artists featured in each of the series episodes, Carter Family, Jimmy Rogers. This is also going to have some rare archival photos, posters, documents, memorabilia. Actually, I'm looking forward to this.
This is going to be incredible, I think. Yeah, I think it's just going to be wonderful to watch. Because it's a lot of the history of our country, too.
Yes, it is, musically, for sure. Yep, and so one of the great country music historians, Bill Malone, and Grammy-winning author, producer Colin Escott, working on this. But a lot of stuff from the Country Music Hall of Fame, Dolly Parton. I just think this is going to be a good show, frankly. 28 after the hour on the DJV program.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it works.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Get up first thing, smoke a cigarette. Before lunch, after lunch.
Now that I'm talking about it, I'm kind of feeling like I've lost about 4 hours of every day. I decided I needed to find an alternative. So I started looking, and then Juul came up. I did both for a while. And eventually, I just switched over, and it's very quick.
Mimi made the switch July 2015. Make the switch at JUUL.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
All right, let's pull up over here and drop a line. Are your feet wet? My feet are wet. Where's the drain plug? You put the plug in the drain, right? It's on the dock.
There's a reason they say curse like a sailor. Many reasons. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Kia Soul, what started as an icon, has evolved into a whole new species. The Soul X line specializes in adventure with a nasty case of restless car syndrome. The high-minded Soul EX is dressed up and kitted out with more tech than we can mention here. And the Soul GT line turbo is a true apex predator with a turbocharged drive to defy. The new species of Soul, the 2020 Soul. Give it everything.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Trump administration is holding firm that Iran was behind last week's attacks on two oil tankers. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo told Fox News Sunday that he didn't want to talk about U.S. options.
We continuously update option sets for the president. We've taken a handful of those actions to increase the opportunity to convince Iran that these actions aren't in their best interest, and it appears to be Iran that wants to continue to escalate this conflict.
President Trump is lashing out at the New York Times after its report that the U.S. had bored into Russia's power grid, installing malware in an effort to deter future cyber activity by Moscow. U.S. officials have said for years that Russia has tried many times to infiltrate the U.S. power grid through hacking. According to the Times, the U.S. is now attempting to do the exact same hacking to Russia. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
My voice today. Ugh.
It's the pollen.
Last night at dinner, I came home late last night. I went to I had a meeting downtown in the city hall. I came home and I made myself a couple of ears of corn, and that's what I had for dinner. And I sat down at the table, which I don't usually do, but I had some mail to read, and the table was covered with that yellow pollen. And then I looked around at the counter, and it was covered. Everything is
close
covered.
Close your windows.
I was going to say, we have an
your voice.
We have an easy solution here.
Yeah. So I wondered, okay. What does my voice sound like today? Does it sound
you
like
you sound okay. It's got a little rough, but see, I'm a little rough today, too, because of it. I'm itching right now to no end, and I'm across the country from you.
Yeah.
My car hasn't been yellow in a long time.
Am I going to itch this weekend?
Well, I don't know, but my problem is it because I'm getting older that my allergies are worse? Or
maybe,
as a farmer, because you're a farm expert, is there something different with the way we're raising our plants that's causing this explosion of pollen? Because it seems worse than usual.
Yeah. Well, it's rain
to
a point.
Or is it just the weather?
The weather's
making
it
worse, for sure.
The weather makes it worse. Because if it's damp, the stuff doesn't blow off. It just sticks. And that's kind of what, look at anybody, cars out here, cars
our
out there.
Our car is just yellow. It's so gross because it's just, it's like, I was looking at our car yesterday and I keep trying to get it washed and then it's an exercise. Yeah.
Five minutes later, my car is covered with pollen.
Yeah, so. There's yellow stuff in every crevice. When I open the hatch, it's awful. Yeah. I feel like I'm never going to get rid of it.
Well, you will.
But close your windows. That's what I started doing because I just couldn't.
I don't like breathing under
anymore.
Air conditioning. I don't like air conditioning. It was fairly hot here a couple of days this week. All right, let's talk about for a minute before we get to Victoria's story what happened in Poland. I thought this was very interesting how we show our largesse. The president says he's planning to send troops to Poland. He met with the Polish president at the White House this past week. The two leaders struck a deal to add 1,000 troops to Poland. The president said the troops would be rotated out of Germany. We have a lot of troops stationed in Germany. Poland will still provide basing and infrastructure to support military presence for these troops. The Polish government will build these projects at no cost to us. The Polish government will pay for this. Under the agreement, Poland plans to establish training centers for U.S. and Polish troops. This sort of is akin, and it's probably a bad joke, but it is akin to the Polish jokes, because Polish troops are just, they're just like they might as well not have an army. They're very ill-prepared, ill-equipped. They're just clumsy, and they don't have anybody to train them, so the United States is training them. And, you know, what people say, training them for what? Well, they're on the Russian border. The Russians are always banging around when, you know, they're waving their sword around, their magic sword, Putin's magic sword. So, exactly.
Sorry, I couldn't stifle the laughter on that one.
I know. Well, that's why I use that terminology. Anyway, Trump pushed back on the idea heretofore because he said the Russians would respond. The Russians are going to do what the Russians do. It's like the Iranians. The Iranians, they don't need a premise. They just do it because they're jerks. And that's it. End of story. All right, so let's get another story from Victoria. What do you have cooking, Victoria?
Well, Colorado has some pretty good news this week. They have their first official revenue report since legalizing marijuana sales, and they've made $1 billion in state revenue since 2014.
What are they doing with the money? Are they using it for a specific purpose or just going in the general fund?
Actually, that's a good question. So they have a 15% excise tax and a 15% sales tax on cannabis. And so April and May of this year saw $24 million in state revenue in each month. And that's those two states have become the highest grossing months ever for Colorado. And so the money, they say, has gone to a wide variety of public programs, including the first ever retail marijuana public education campaign and a committee to research the drug's health effects. Colorado's governor said in a news release after the report came out, he said, "Today's report continues to show that Colorado's cannabis industry is thriving, but we can't rest on our laurels because other states are now legalizing cannabis." So he said Colorado will have to work harder to compete. And all in all, weed sales and
an endless supply of people who are going to buy this stuff.
Yeah, and so all in all, in Colorado, they've grossed more than $6.5 billion, and the state has licensed
just in
over
tax
40
revenue.
Yeah. Well, weed sales.
Should give it back. They should give it back to the, if they're making money, they should give it back to the people. They should give them a check.
Yeah, it's an idea.
You know, like a tax refund.
Yeah, they have 40,000 state-licensed people who work in the cannabis industry now. Mm-hmm. So it's created a lot of jobs, too. It's great.
Not working the same way in California. California has so screwed this up.
Oregon and Washington have made a mess of it, too. You're right.
California's really screwed up. Everybody had a medical marijuana card. It's cheaper to buy medicals. So recreational marijuana is really suffering in the state. It's bad.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to do something a little unusual. Carrie, you got the phone lines ready? I'm going to share with you an experience that I had yesterday. I have Verizon, I have Fios, I have all of the various things, the packages of Showtime and whatever other things are part of the HBO, you name it, I got it. And so my phone bill has been going up constantly, as yours has, I'm sure, if you have Verizon. And so I'm doing this as a public service and also to vent my complete frustration with dealing with these a-holes. Yesterday, I had a conversation with Verizon a month ago, and I even have the guy's name. His name is Dave. And he said, okay, this is what we're going to do for you, Mr. Stefan. It'll be reflected on the next month's bill. Well, the next month's bill came, and it was exactly the same as the bill from the month before. So I called yesterday the Verizon number, 1-800-VERIZON. So, Kara, if you'd be good enough to dial 800-837-4966. I want you to hear what I heard and what everybody else is hearing now when you call Verizon to seek their help, when you're trying to get to the bottom of problems with your bills or service or whatever, unless they've changed it in the last 24 hours. Let's see what it sounds like. All right, Kara's dialing up the number.
I just got a busy signal, so we'll see how
it goes. Oh, busy. Isn't that interesting? Huh. 800-837-4966. You want to try it one more time? What happens? Well, let me see if we can get through and try it, and you'll hear what happens. I used to do this all the time on the air when I felt like there was a grievance, a judgment, and people.
So what are you trying to do? To lower your bill, or was there
I'm trying to get what the guy promised. No, well, inaccurate because they charged me the same thing they've been charging me, and they told me I was entitled to four different things that had run out on the plan. They never tell you that unless you call them and talk to a human being, and now you can't talk to a human being because they're trying. The immediate thing they do is sell you. They ask you if you're over the age of 50.
Sure quality service. This call may be monitored or recorded. There may be a delay in answering your call. Rather than waiting on hold for a representative, to better serve you, we recommend going to the MyFios app or Verizon.com for immediate assistance.
Right, yeah. Try that one out, precise. All right.
I always find that the best way to reach any of these people, I just go onto their live chat because someone comes up immediately. I don't call anyone, and I don't.
So they have that at Verizon. So what's playing now, Kara?
Get on Twitter and start railing on them on Twitter.
Yeah, actually, Twitter is the best way to do it because then you publicly shame them, and other people can see it, and so they feel more of an obligation to respond. That's what happens with airlines or different companies. Yep. They respond much faster. Yeah, because they don't want that bad publicity out there. Now, does Verizon care about that? I don't know. Everybody already hates them, so I don't know if it really changes
anything. The worst of the worst. So what happens? Did you let it go?
No, I hung up on them. It just does. I don't know.
Well, what they did yesterday, the experience I had yesterday was that they asked me for my age. And at first I didn't give them it, and they just kept asking me
Why? I don't understand how that's relevant to anything.
Well, they wanted to sell me some kind of a hearing program for phones for old people. But
did you just call back?
Well, that's the thing. See, let's try it again and see if it happens again. I wonder how many people.
I've never heard of
if
that.
If, in that's... fact, you've had that experience, will you please share it with us on our Twitter handle at DJB Show? Or
if you can hear us, go to Twitter.
Facebook.com/DJV Show. But this is the most, these are the damnable, this company.
I think they must have Doug's number marked so they can ask him those specific things, because when I call, it literally just tells you to enter your account information so they can connect you to somebody.
We're going to take a break. I'm going to call and I'll hold the phone up to the microphone. If in fact, that's what they give me on this phone. That's a great idea, Kara. All right, so the saga continues after these words.
Good morning, Uglyville!
Every ugly doll is unique.
I'm Moxie.
Bobo.
Wade.
Those close to me call me Slick Doll.
Which is not his name.
And every child is, too.
They can be pretty lovable.
That's why when you travel, you should make sure your child is in the right seat for their age and size.
That sounds pretty great to me.
Keep them safe by visiting nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Isn't that right, gibberish cat?
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
It's Dodge Performance Days, where that new car smell gets replaced by the scent of burned rubber. With Dodge Charger and its available best-in-class 485 horsepower, Dodge Challenger Hellcat Red Eye with up to 797 horsepower and 707 pound-feet of torque, and the powerful 7-passenger Dodge Durango. Hurry in for great deals now at Dodge Performance Days. Warrants large regular car vehicle segment. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
The big news from Subaru is the three-row Ascent. It's the biggest SUV from Subaru ever. There's room for 7 or 8 passengers with a choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating. It'll tow up to 5,000 pounds. It has interior space you need for your whole crew. And it gets you where you want to go with the safety of a Subaru, including standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. The three-row Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Maximum towing capacity varies by trim level, and trailer brakes may be required. See your retailer for details.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. See website for full details.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. Right now, get your first month supply for free. All you pay is just $5 for your medical consultation when you go to 4hims.com/doctor. After that, it's just $30 for a month's supply. Sure beats paying big bucks for just one blue pill, doesn't it? Plus, you won't need an awkward in-person doctor's appointment to get the prescription. Hims has doctors online who can prescribe the medication, and a pharmacy sends it right to your door. It's affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To get your first order for just $5, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/doctor. That's 4hims.com/doctor for your first month for just $5. 4hims.com/doctor.
Weird, boxy, funky, fun, iconic. You can call the Kia Soul a lot of things, but you can never call it boring. And now, with a wide variety of newly adapted trims, it's time to expand your vocabulary. The adventure-hungry Urban Explorer Soul X-Line, the stylish, tech-savvy Soul EX, and the relentlessly athletic, turbocharged Soul GT Line Turbo. The new species of Soul, the 2020 Soul. Give it everything.
Oh my gut! We need to talk about something. Constipation, abdominal pain, and bloating. You tell yourself, well, it's not that bad. You take laxatives and modify your diet and exercise routine. But thinking about it all the time is frustrating. This doesn't have to define you. If your constipation comes back again and again and you don't know why, then it may be time to seek help. Go to ohmygut.info where you can learn more about your symptoms and get to know your gut. That's ohmygut.info. ohmygut.info.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Hi. We've tried everything you can see or listen.
It's always an adventure with you, Stefan.
Well, but that's why this is
a technological adventure
that people like to listen to, because I'm reflecting what real people are doing and experiencing in their life. I'm happy to share my fun and foibles with everybody. It's a lesson to be learned here.
So
knowing, because I do, what mood you were in yesterday.
When they asked you
how old you were on the phone, what was your response?
I'm going to guess it was something that started with an F.
Yes, there were a couple of words, and one of them started with an F.
And they're like, sorry, that age does not register.
That's exactly what they said.
Well, you're unfamiliar with that age.
No, I don't understand your answer. So,
and then the computer goes, how old are you?
Father Time, is this you? Is that what the F stands for?
Jennifer and Jennifer's father and I are very close friends. And we had a rather heated conversation on the phone last night about a little business deal. And Jennifer was there, and I'm sure you
well,
can hear
I'm at
my
dinner
voice.
With my cousin. I didn't hear you. I just heard him, so I figured it was a good one.
Yeah, right. It was. Anyway, it's 10 before the hour.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Time, car time, car talk time. Our auto expert is Nick Miles, who's a fabulous expert. He's a fabulous guy. I happen to like him a lot. We're going to talk about Ford and the new Explorer and Escape, among other things. First, though, as Father's Day is around the corner, whether or not it's in your budget, it's always fun to think about what truck your father would look best in. Think about that as Andy Solomon gives you a little more to think about.
What are you getting your dad for Father's Day? A tie? Socks? Maybe dad needs a new ride. Auto Trader has some suggestions with their top trucks for dad. Brian Moody of Auto Trader has them all.
Ford has two vehicles that make our list. The F-150 is America's best-selling vehicle with fantastic variety in terms of engines, trims, and options. And the Ford Ranger's reasonable price and tough look make it one of the best midsize trucks for dad.
If Dad's lucky enough to get a truck this Father's Day, he'll probably be thinking of the more popular brands like Toyota and Chevrolet. But Moody suggests to consider some alternatives, too.
Just about any father will find something he likes in the newly redesigned Ram 1500. It has a mild hybrid system available and a best-in-class interior. It's both comfortable and capable. For the off-roading dad in your life, the AT4 version of the new GMC Sierra will work out well. It's a factory-built off-roader with an extra 2 inches of ground clearance.
To find out even more details, visit autotrader.com.
All right, let's get to it. Nick, you've been looking at these new Explorers and Escapes. Why do you think they are going to lead in the new car models? The Explorers look the same. Are they changing the look of these cars? Is that it?
Yeah, well, they look at the new Explorer. I'm actually at the Explorer event right now in a place called Skamania, Stevenson, Washington. And it does look very different, but Ford have also put a lot of very cool stuff inside their vehicles for real-world driving. For instance, you know, in that cruise control situation where you come into a roadwork situation and the speed drops perhaps to 50 miles an hour, the vehicle will see that, read that, reduce your vehicle speed to 50 miles an hour, but they know we don't all drive the speed limit, Doug. We maybe have
really?
A leg
for speak
once in
for
a while.
Yourself, Nick. I always drive the speed limit. You'll never catch me going more than 35 miles over the speed limit under any circumstance.
Well, what they've done is they've allowed you to sort of program the vehicle to know how much you speed, so you can actually go faster than the posted speed limit by certain miles an hour, and you program that in and say, hey, if the speed limit drops to 50 miles an hour, I'd like to do 55, and so it'll do 5 over or whatever. So that's kind of cool. Plus, they've really sought out the vehicle for users. It does now, you know, you've always had these sort of automated parking systems. Well, now for those people that have trouble parking, you actually just push and hold a button on the inside and touch nothing, and the car does the full job for you, which is great because, you know, I have a member of my family, should remain unmentioned, who has occasionally come into collision with a shopping cart return bay at the supermarket, and so parking could help them with just a push of a button.
I don't want to live that life, but maybe there are some people who need to. Ford, as long as we're speaking about them, have recalled a lot of Explorer problems in pickup trucks as well. What's the problem?
Yeah, so they've had a slew of unfortunate recalls. The latest one is in the Explorers and the older Explorers. They found a crack in the suspension that could cause a steering problem in an accident. I think a little worse for them is the fact that they came across a recall that they had done previously on F-150s and didn't do properly, so they have to do that. And now there's some suspicion that the Ranger may have a rollover problem. So they're being hit a little hard with recalls. I will tell you, they're out in front of it. They're being pretty proactive. They're not waiting until something happens. They're trying to fix everything right now. So good for them.
All right, so Honda is in the news, and if you have a Honda lawnmower, maybe this will have some significance for you.
I did not know that it was a thing to do 0 to 100 miles an hour in a lawnmower, but apparently not Honda either. Have been working on it diligently.
Really?
6.29 seconds they have managed to do this in. A lawnmower race, as I know, is a big thing in some of our southern states where people like to do it on the weekend. But ultimately, Honda decided that 0 to 60 miles an hour in a lawnmower was absolutely great. It does about, normal lawnmower does about 5 to 6 miles an hour. 100 miles an hour in a lawnmower, I'm not sure I want anybody in my yard cutting my grass that fast.
I went to, there's a place in Los Angeles where you can go and ride a lawnmower and it'll do like bumper cars with a little tractor, you know, little tractor like lawnmowers. And I could just sort of see, maybe that'd be something for us to get together and do. Maybe we should go to one of those places and challenge each other in a bumper car thing. Hey, let's try that.
Sometimes ride my lawnmower around the street just because I can. But,
just because.
You know, yeah.
Nick Miles, check out his website, OurAutoExpert.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.